Hey, my friends, welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research right here on thebrowershow.com. Make sure you're getting all your daily updates on all the news articles. And don't mind me over here right now. I was trying to open up a purple stick packet and not make a mess before the show. It didn't get quite to it. I was busy with some other things. I was trying to get ready for the show. So, again, hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. Hope you guys are staying strong, healthy, as always. Got some pretty interesting articles we're going to cover to you guys today, including, you know, COVID deaths and children from the shot and how a lot of the doctors are wanting to ignore it. Also, some discussions with Pam Bondi and some of the comments she's made. And, of course, some topics on the Cyber Monday sale, which will be on the purple stick. So stay tuned to hear updates on that and a huge article on acai and why it's so good, why we use what we use, why we make these the way we make them, and the antioxidant and the nutrient density properties behind them, and why they work so well for your specific needs when it comes to energy and sustained energy. Because that's one thing I get so much feedback from listeners and customers and family alike, is they love the fact that these give you a really natural, sustained, continual energy curve, and they don't have the big crash, nor do you get the massive inflammation spike from other products like, you know, energy drinks and aluminum cans and all types of other, you know, nasty compounds in them that are really, really bad. And so be sure to stay tuned. I'm going to got a lot of stuff to cover on Team Health Masters, healthmasters.com and browershow.com right now on this show. And one of the first ones I wanted to get into here, I was pulling it up, and it talks in detail here about, where's it at? It goes in detail about what's happening now with this FDA. So the FDA now has linked 10 children's deaths to the COVID-19. Now, again, this is just the FDA and their bogus studies in most cases, but they've actually directly linked. Not, you know, oh, we're not sure if this is the cause, we're not sure if causation. 10 children's deaths directly linked to the COVID shot. And now doctors saying, well, we want more proof on this, even though the FDA says it's bad. The top vaccine chief at the FDA sent out a memo saying the FDA needs stricter review and approval protocols for all vaccine trials now. This is RFK Jr., by the way, him getting this in there. The memo on Friday from Dr. Vinay Prasad claimed the new review of records linked 10 children's deaths to the COVID vaccine in just a small case study that they looked at. They said these deaths are directly related to the vaccination. And essentially, this needs to be addressed. No information on how the conclusions were reached, nor has the public been made, or basically seen the peer-reviewed journal that has come out now. And of course, the doctors are saying, this isn't a big deal. We need to ignore this. We need to make sure we get our big old bonuses at the end of the year. Make sure these kids get these shots. So it's funny. It's crazy to me how we're watching this entire narrative slowly crumbled that they've told us about for the last 5 years, actually 6 years now with COVID. And yet still, you've got so many people, including individuals in society and doctors and pediatricians and physicians and individuals in the government, that are still trying to hold on to this narrative. And it shows you what happens when the lie becomes so big and people are so vested in it that they can't come out of the throttles. I've used for that analogy. They're completely vested in this narrative now that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective, even though it's not. Children's death, they're showing this here. And yet nobody wants to address it. Everybody wants to ignore it and sweep it under the rug. But the thing that I do have to say, though, the general population is not buying a lot of the BS anymore. They're really not. There's so many people now that are waking up, including to the regular COVID shot as well. And I'm going to discuss that here in a minute about the hepatitis B shot on December 4th. They're having a giant summit meeting about the hepatitis B shot with the CDC now. And you want to talk about the mainstream media doing damage control, trying to say, we're going to see hepatitis B explode to the roof now if we give it the shot. Insanity.
You know, here's the biggest problem that I've seen, Austin, is that when people actually get into a situation where they have to be told the truth, and other people who did the lies and did all the problems, they don't want to tell the truth because they don't be liable for it.
No.
I remember I have a friend of mine who also has a medical degree from the University of Florida, and she also has a PhD from Harvard, and she actually worked for the FDA.
Okay.
And she told me that when she was in medical school, she was taught you never admit to doing anything wrong ever from a liability standpoint.
Nope.
You always diffuse it. You always say
deflect it.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Somebody
else's fault.
Yeah. This is not my fault. This is what I was told to do. Yep. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry this has happened. Blah, blah. Not my fault. Not my responsibility. I had nothing to do with this. And that's what they're doing now. And so 10 deaths. In fact, the DJ, Paul, just sent me the text, the same one you're reading right now. Said, have you seen this? And I said, you're covering it right now.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that when you understand that, you know, you've got a group of people out there that have killed a bunch of people now.
Yeah. and been complicit.
But they don't realize that they've done it because they're so brainwashed because of the ivory tower complex, which we've talked about multiple times on the show. When a person gets into a school and they're told over and over again with continuing education how important vaccines are, they believe the lie because that's all they've been taught was the lie. In other words, if you think that 1 + 1 = 4, and that's all you were ever taught, you're going to argue that it's 4.
That's true.
If you were taught from the time you were 1 year old that 1 + 1 = 4, you will always think 1 + 1 = 4.
Yeah.
And you think, well, that sounds crazy. Well, sometimes people say, well, sometimes you can change it. Well, yes, sometimes you can change it, but it has to be overwhelming. Remember, I've told you the story many times. I had a pastor friend of mine, no longer a friend, but I know him now. His son basically had a baby, and his son wanted to vaccinate the child with every vaccine known to man. And the son had not been vaccinated. They all went off to Bible college and basically vaccinated himself with everything. So he had decided he's going to vaccinate his baby with everything. His dad was a whack bag or a quack or whatever you want to call it. His dad was right. The kid was a nut. So he asked me, can you please send some references about vaccines to my child? And I sent him 300 clinical references from Green Med Info, 300 studies showing the vaccines were bad. And finally, a week later, I call him up. I said, did you read any of those articles? He said, well, I need more articles. And Austin, he couldn't tell me one article he had read.
Yeah.
What he was doing, he was deflecting because apparently his wife or his mother-in-law or somebody else had already raised hell with him about vaccines and wanted all the kids vaccinated.
Yep.
And therefore, it didn't matter what I said. It didn't matter what I sent. He was going to do whatever he wanted to do regardless of the consequences because he didn't want to deal with the blowback from his family.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. You know, families get mad at each other. You know what's crazy to me with this is that what we're supposed to do is just love one another. This is what the Bible says. I was at church yesterday, and we were talking about forgiveness again and all the things that we need to do as Christians, especially over the holiday seasons. And I realized that, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does things they shouldn't ought to do. And sometimes you think you should do something. Everybody else thinks you shouldn't do it. But then you don't want to be told that you shouldn't do it because you don't want to be judged for what you're doing. But the family wants to judge you for what you're doing, though they never look at what they're doing. In other words, why do people want to throw rocks and live in glass houses? You know, we live in a situation in this world that we're in that everybody sins on an ongoing basis. It's just the way it is. Nobody's perfect except for Jesus himself. That was it. And so we have him as our sacrifice for grace. So what we all need to do is cut each other some slack. So when you make a mistake and you do something like this and you inject somebody with something because you were told to do it, just own the stinking thing.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry. This stuff is toxic. We didn't know that. We injected it. We were ordered to do it. It's my responsibility. I pushed the needle in. Just own it. Everybody's going to go, well, okay, he had a reason because he didn't want to lose his job. I mean, anything. But don't deflect it and say, I didn't know. Don't do that.
It's like, and I'm going to show you guys this a little blast from the past. This is from Thanksgiving 2020. This is a screenshot from Fox News from Governor Newsom, who came out and has still doubled down on this, by the way, has never come out of it, said continually this was the right thing to do and everybody should have done it, including Florida, never did this. But in California, this is the Thanksgiving guidelines they put out during COVID in 2020. No more than 3 households present. Parties no longer than 2 hours. Guests must stay outside. Avoid singing, chanting, and shouting. Do you remember how stupid this was? But yet, there were literally millions of people across the country that followed this because they were told to do so and they didn't want to question any narrative that they were being given at all. This is what happens when you have a population that is becoming unbelievably uneducated, dumbed down, sick, and stupid. This is easy to make this happen.
Read what it says at the bottom.
Yeah.
The Muslims. Y'all remember when some of you fell for this blank? Come on. Some of you bought right in. 6 feet away. No funerals. Can't get together. Face masks. Plastic separators everywhere.
36 boosters.
Yeah, 36 boosters. Plastic face shields. No hospital visits. No barbecue. No nursing home visits because you're killing people. If you're wondering if you can be easily manipulated, influenced, COVID showed you, if you fell for any of it, anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, you know.
That's what it was.
You know, I hate saying this because I love our listeners, but we had so many people quit listening to the show because
of this. We had a huge, huge drop off in following for a bit, and then it had a huge spike back up.
Well, because everybody realized that we were telling the truth.
That's exactly right.
When I say to you, the hotel, you're in the hotel room. And the hotel's on fire. We're on the 5th floor.
The fire alarm's going off.
Fire alarm's going off, but you've been succumbed to smoke. You're unconscious.
It's just a test. It's just a test. I'm going back to sleep. Don't wake me back up again. I'm going back to sleep.
No.
Don't wake me back up.
I remember one time I was at the St. Regis up there, and we got to stay there for free. It was great. And the doggone fire alarm went off.
Yeah.
It was cold outside. And we had to go outside and stand on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I mean, like in pajamas and robes. It was crazy. It was, you know, early in the morning or late at night. I can't remember. But I thought to myself, what if this isn't a test? And it wasn't, by the way.
Yeah.
Something had happened in some storage room, and they got it controlled immediately. But the whole hotel got outside. Outside, peasant. You know, and so we're sitting out there going, this is great.
Yeah.
But was it safety doing it that way? Yes.
Yeah.
You're in a multi-level hotel. You can't get into the stairwell.
Elevator shut down.
Elevator shut down. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Look at 9/11, what happened with the people in Trade Towers. Yes. They were diving off the roof.
Yeah.
Because they were basically being cooked alive by electromagnetic energy being broadcast into the building, causing what's called molecular separation, according to Judy Wood, particle physicist from Clemson. Just thought I'd mention that. Read the book, Where Did the Towers Go? And so you started looking at what's going on, and you started realizing, if I've got somebody I love, and they're in that hotel room, I'm going to kick the door in. If I can't kick the door in, if I've got a doggone breaching shotgun with me, I'm going to breach it. If I don't have a breaching shotgun, I've got a .45, I'll breach the doggone doorknob with that.
Yeah.
You think, would you really do? Yeah. Well, what if there's a ricochet inside the room? That'd suck. But the reality is, I mean, I'm not even arguing.
Well, if you got hydroshock rounds, the inside isn't the worst problem. You're going to get fragged out on it.
Well,
but
yeah.
But nobody's going to get hit in the inside.
Well, here's the problem. I mean, what's more important? Here's the deal. I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to go ahead and shoot the lock to get in to save this person's life, who's most certainly going to die if I don't do this.
Yeah.
So I have to now mitigate the risk and say, okay, what do I need to do? So in other words, what I would do to stop the fragging, I'd probably take a dog on any pillow or blanket I could find, put on top of the thing, go underneath it.
Yeah.
I would try to do that rather than getting ricocheted in the face. The point is sometimes you have to take a risk. In other words, maybe you don't have to get vaccinated.
Ooh.
There's the risk.
Ooh.
Maybe you don't have to stand 6 feet apart. Maybe you don't have to inject an unknown substance into your body. Maybe that risk is too high. Maybe it's got emergency use authorization to it, and no one's ever done any clinical testing on it. How about it's got a blank sheet of paper where it tells you what the contents and ingredients are?
On the insert sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of that old movie. He said, the outlaw loves the Josie Wales. Yeah. And that one salesman that is selling this
snake oil. Yeah.
And the guy, oh, you'll like this. You'll love this. And Indians love this. And he goes, what's in it? He goes, I don't know.
It's a salesman.
And the guy goes, well, if you don't know what's in it, you drink it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the credit. But people took it by the millions, by the billions they took the injection because they were told to do it. See, people want leadership. I hate to say that, but people are kind of herd animals. They want to be in a group that follows them and takes care of them, and they don't want to be isolated by themselves. In other words, we got put into the hallway when Austin broke his hand.
We did get isolated. That was pretty awkward. That hurt too, man.
Yeah,
they took my cast off. They took my cast off. Then they said, we got to go do x-rays. And we walk down this x-ray room with everybody. And the lady comes in there immediately. She goes, you're not wearing a mask. You're not wearing a mask. It's both of us. I said, I'm not wearing a mask. I said, my wrist is broken. It's fractured, by the way.
You've taken the cast off.
Yeah, they took the cast off me. They stripped it all down. My wrist is raw. It's broken. Fresh break. And they go, you can't be in here. I'm calling security unless you go sit out in the hall. You're too close to everyone without a mask. And I said, dude, my wrist is broken. What the heck do you want me to do? Stand out in the hall. You're going to be escorted out of the hospital with security, with law enforcement. Immediately, I'm calling them on you. Did they not?
So we're standing in the hall. So I went and grabbed two chairs for the waiting room. I thought, well, if I'm going to be compliant, I'm going to go ahead and stand in the hallway. But I'm going to sit down.
Yeah.
So now we got gurneys and stretchers.
Oh, everywhere. They're flying through the hallway.
Austin's holding his arm up. I thought to myself, you know, this is something.
I'm bracing my arm up with my other hands. It's fractured. It's broke. It's gone. I'm holding it. And I'm like, this really sucks, dude. Like,
and I told him, I said, well, would you want to put a mask on? He said, no. I said, I'm not either.
I'm not putting a mask on.
They're not going to force me to do this. And finally, the general manager of that whole department came walking up. It's a black lady or white lady. Was she white or black?
I think she's black.
I think she was. Well, the lady who was inside, don't fuss at me because I said she was black. I don't want to hear this crap anymore. If she was white, I'd say she was white. Or Hispanic, well,
She came in. She goes, what the heck are y'all doing?
Well, no, the black lady inside threw us out. Then the other black lady who was really smart comes in. What are you doing in the hallway? She goes, we've been thrown out. We have a break here. You took the cast off.
Yeah.
She goes, you can't be in the hall. Man, you get hit. Okay. She picked us up. It took us right to x-ray where we went and cast us immediately. I mean, it was like, dude, where there were 40 people in front of us, they may have thought it was a ploy for us to get in front of the line.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't.
It worked if that was the case. Yeah, that was not my intent.
Well, you see that with these. Not that, if you're an Indian, don't get mad at me. I'm not talking about Cherokee. I'm talking about over there by Pakistan. What they love to do is they go to the airport and they want a wheelchair. Because you get pushed right through security.
Think about that.
You got 50,
pushed right through everything.
You got 50 Indians going through security. Oh,
all
dude, we got a handicap here. And the person jumps up and starts doing a little dance. Say, look at me, look at me. But they're really bad about that. Now, see, I had to pick on the Indians this morning, too, so just let me know that. You think, well, that's because they're smart. Well, what if everybody got a wheelchair? How's that going to work? But the reality is that we have a lot of people that complied with this, and now we've got now the FDA is saying that children died.
Yeah.
Now, we already knew that. We told you that. We warned you. And they're not even talking about all of the spontaneous abortions.
Oh, no.
And, not abortions, the spontaneous miscarriages.
No, this was going into
placental detachment.
This was going into infant shot schedule as far as with these kids on it that are getting the COVID shot and essentially dying right after they get the shot. They did a very small peer reviewed study that they all looked at.
But here's the problem with that.
Okay? Yeah,
here's the problem. This is the caveat. Now I'm going to defend the COVID shot for a second. And don't worry.
Whoa!
And it's really
it's Monday.
It's really a very slim defense. A lot of children die from sudden infant death syndrome from the general shot schedule. A lot. We have the highest
SIDS.
We have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized nation. Approximately 60 to 70% of these kids who die with this happens within 72 hours after the shots. Just thought I'd mention that, right? So now we have a test that's being done after they're being administered their general shots and the COVID shot, and they're dying.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they would have died anyhow without the COVID shot because this is part of it. Right. And we have a huge amount of kids that are dying. Now, they probably had an increase in death by combining that with mRNA shot.
That's the biggest issue.
But the problem is that now these doctors, and this is why we started the show off with this, these doctors don't want any liability for this because what does it lead to? The rest of the
culpability.
Shots. The rest of the shots of the shot schedule. And so hopefully this is where Kennedy's going. And I am shocked that he's still in position of power.
Oh, I am. Well, it's funny. Now that I talked about it earlier, cable news, pharma shills, mainstream media, everybody now is trying to come at the CDC, ironically. It's funny. This is what I love. This is ironic, right? So during COVID, the CDC could do no wrong. Anything they said was gospel. No, it was gospel. It was like written in the Bible if the CDC said it during COVID. I mean that sarcastically. It was like, CDC said 6 feet apart, wear two masks, don't go to each other's houses. It was like the CDC was always right. Now all of a sudden everybody goes, the CDC's out of the pocket. They have no idea what they're talking about. They're talking about removing the hepatitis B off the birth shot. This is insane. Listen here. It says, in the upcoming CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the body is taking on the board wildly logical case for not injecting one-day-old newborns whose mothers don't have hepatitis B with a vaccine for an infection they don't have and they're not exposed to.
Sounds like COVID, doesn't it?
Yeah. He said, this essentially, if infants did partake of it, would render hepatitis B the least of the concerns, said if these kids were actually exposed to hepatitis B through shots and needles, basically in the street. He said, the advisory committee will consider whether injecting toxic adjuvants like aluminum contain the hepatitis B vaccine are beneficial or harmful to infants. Now, of course, Stat News, this is like a dozen other mainstream outlets, they said on December 4th, the CDC's advisory committee is expected to vote on whether to maintain the long-standing healthy recommendation that all medically stable newborns who meet weight threshold receive their first dose of hepatitis B within 24 hours. The birth dose of the hepatitis B vaccine has more than 3 decades served as one of the most quiet triumphs of modern public health.
Total crap.
A recommendation expected parents can choose to protect their newborn.
Total crap.
It has now become a target of anti-vaccine advocates. Remember when Rand Paul, the other day, asked the previous CDC director, where are the clinical trials and evidence that the hepatitis B shot is safe and needed?
She deflected.
She couldn't even reference anything because it doesn't exist. That's one thing I was going to say. There is no clinical trials or any research that shows the hepatitis B shot is safe for children or needed for children and mothers that are not Hep B positive. Zero tests have been done on that.
Well, you know, they're not going to do it. You know why?
Because it'll show that it's not.
No. Rhesus monkeys are too expensive.
Oof.
Did I say that?
Oof.
So we're going to take a rhesus monkey.
They already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, they already know what's going to happen. You're going to take a rhesus monkey, but newborn rhesus monkey, and inject it with hepatitis B shot, and it's going to die.
Or it's got a bunch of side effects.
Yeah. And so that monkey costs $5,000. We can't kill that monkey. Let's inject it into humans instead. Now, I don't know what a rhesus monkey costs. Don't quote me on that. But the point is, it's ridiculous. I mean, they don't want to do the clinical trials because they don't want to see what's going to happen.
No.
And how in the world can you do a clinical trial on a newborn child and then have another group getting a placebo? What they'll do, they'll inject it with some other vaccine.
That's exactly what they do. Or they inject it with a placebo vaccine with aluminum and another adjuvants in it. They say, well, there's no difference in the side effects.
You know, one of the things they always do with the cancer research and the cancer studies that they have, they go, well, we can't withhold this cancer treatment from the person that's in the control group. it'd be medically unethical to do this.
Yeah.
Or they do rightfully say, we can't try to induce a brain tumor into the control group or into the other group to try to treat it if it's a human being. And so they're right about that. They can't try to give somebody brain cancer to try to treat the brain cancer. But the problem is that they want to decide, and then they set these controls up. It's like with aspartame when they were doing the study on. I did a whole, you can read the whole article I wrote on this, Aspartame, A Chronicle of Crime. Did it ever get transferred to the new website?
I think so. I have to look it up.
Make sure it's on the new website. Yeah. Aspartame, A Chronicle of Crime. And what it did, basically, it goes into detail with about 100 clinical references about how they took the dog on aspartame. They put it in blocks that the rats couldn't eat. It was too big to eat. They couldn't. They didn't want it. They had no. Why they weren't? You have to force the rat to eat it by incorporating it into the food itself, and they couldn't do it, or into the water. They couldn't do it, and so that way the rat basically didn't come down with any problems in many cases from the aspartame because they wouldn't ingest it. This is the same thing happened to the concentration camp victims. Yeah, they wouldn't ingest the pills. They said, "We're going to take this. Forget it." So they put it in the water supply.
Water supply.
Finally, got Florida. Another article: worrying virus resistant to the body's defense system as experts warned of looming pandemic threat. One of the body's key defenses against infection is in fever, is inducing a fever, raising its internal temperature to make it harder for the virus to make copies of themselves and cause severe disease. In other words, when you get a fever, when you get sick, the virus can't replicate in you.
Yep.
It's like going into a sauna. I'm not recommending that. You do what your doctor tells you to do with this. But new research from the University of Cambridge in the UK suggests that thermal defense mechanisms do not work against bird flu. Here we go.
There you go.
Human flu viruses typically stay in the upper respiratory tract where temperatures are around 91 degrees. With a fever, it can rise to nearly 106 degrees, which slows an infection to give the immune system time to clear the disease. Bird flu viruses, however, thrive in the lower respiratory tract and sometimes the gut of birds, where temperatures are around 104 to 108 degrees. To investigate how this affects the severity of blue bird infection. So what they're doing now is they're coming in and they're wanting to get the vaccine for the bird flu.
That's exactly what they're at.
This whole thing's about. So what I'm saying to you this, a lot of the stuff, when you hear stuff like this, how many years have they told us that we're going to get bird flu?
Oh, well, look what they did under the Biden administration 2 years ago.
All those chickens they killed.
Oh, we were millions of chickens. I mean, every single week, it was another article came up. Oh, we have to slaughter two million more chickens because, you know, we PCR tested a few birds and they had bird flu.
Well, no, the problem I've got with all of that, it had nothing to do with the bird flu. It had nothing to do with slaughtering chickens. What it had to do with raising egg prices.
Right, and shutting, closing down the supply of more meat and eggs.
Okay, I'm wrong? Why have egg prices not come back down?
There you go.
I used to buy organic eggs for $3 a dozen.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
And that was at Publix. Not anymore. Now they're, you know, $6, $7, $8 a dozen still.
Even Aldi's when you're trying to get some.
It's about $4. Yeah. It's $4.50 now still. And you're like, what the heck just happened? How did these get, why did the price come back? It's the same thing happened with chlorine. Suddenly we have multiple explosions of chlorine factories around the country.
Years back, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a couple years ago. And suddenly chlorine prices spiked through the roof.
Yep.
You used to buy a bucket of chlorine towels for a pool for about $79. Now it's $156. It's double the price. When you cut off the supply, the demand is the same. You have X amount of people with swimming pools. They have to have chlorine tablets if they're going to, the pool's going to go green.
Yeah.
And so they have to buy the bad. So what they do is they find, and they teach you this in the MBA program.
Yep.
They teach you how to raise the price to a certain point where you maximize profits. And so they say, here's the point. And then what they do, they hit the point, they price it there. And then if it stays consistent, they look at how many you sell per unit, what the profit margin is per unit, and then they can adjust the price again. They've done it with eggs. Eggs are such a staple in the United States. People have simply not stopped eating eggs.
Well, they've done it with beef now, too.
Oh, I was $120 for about six steaks the other day at Costco. I couldn't believe
it. That's why I buy half a cow now. That's the only way to do it as far as it gets. Everything's $10, $11 for an organic pound now. And now.
Way more than that. It's like 3 pounds of meat for it. It's like 30
for steaks.
Yeah.
I was talking about ground. Ground's like 10 or 11 for organic. And like Publix. Well, this is interesting now. Tyson is closing down one of their major beef plants.
Here we go again.
In Nebraska. And what's crazy about this, too, is that this single slaughterhouse in Lexington employs 3,200 people in a city of only 11,000. They employ a quarter of the entire city. They're saying now they have capacity to slaughter 5,000 head of cattle a day. Amarillo, Texas, they're shutting an entire shift off and eliminating 1,700 jobs. Together, just these two shutdowns will reduce beef processing capacity nationwide by 7-9%.
Well, that means more price increases.
Now, it's funny. You know what? I hate doing this, but I'm going to have to do it to you guys. I wonder who the top shareholders are on Tyson Beef.
Oh,
you know, I just have to look that up. Oh, whoopsie. I found it here. I mean, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street. Oh, man. Who would have thought? Who'd have possibly thought that the top three largest equity firms in the entire world controlled Tyson Foods? They, by the way, if you do the math on them, those three together control about 24% of Tyson. Just those three, 24% of Tyson Foods.
They put whoever they wanted to the board.
And then you see articles like this. Meat consumption needs to drop by 90%, climate activists say. New research suggests meat production has far more drastic effects on global climate change than many would like to admit. No. It talks about now, by 2030, if we don't start shutting this down, we're going to have millions of people are going to die if we don't stop eating meat immediately because of what it's doing to climate.
Okay, let me give you the backstory on this.
Go on with it. I wanted to bring this up so when you hear it in the mainstream media, you know what they're really saying here. What they're doing.
I am so over this giant steaming pile of feces lies.
Yeah,
I did just say that. You can quote me on it. I'm sick of it. And you say, well, what do you mean? I mean, it's all lies. Number one, they want us on plant-based soy protein.
There you go. Or the lab-grown synthetic cancer tumor.
It's not even that. They want us on the soy-based product because it's cheap to manufacture. It's loaded with glyphosate, and it changes your hormonal
structure. It's all soybean and canola oil product.
It turns you into a meow boy. It makes you want to just be like a little kitty cat. You can fill in the words there with a pussy cat, I guess you say. You're a little pussy cat. And suddenly, you know, you're scared all the time. You're terrified all the time. Your arms shrink to the size of like that. And all of a sudden, now you can't bench press 50 pounds anymore, and now you're scared and you're terrified all the time. That means you can't be told what you can be told what to do because you got to be compliant. That's what this is. Now beef, there you go. That'll get some fat in there.
Creatine
gets creatine going, get your testosterone back up because your cholesterol goes back up, and all of a sudden you're like, you know, I don't think I'm going to get that injection today. Or how about we just sit out in the hallway and you guys can just deal with the liability? Well, I told that lady who came in, that black supervisor, I said, do you realize the liability exposure that you've subjected yourself to by taking his cast off and throwing him into the hallway?
Yes,
I said it to her.
I'm not a sue happy individual. I've never sued anybody, but that was setting me up for a giant lawsuit. Well, I get hit with a gurney, it knocks me down. God. They run over my wrist and re-break another part of it.
And she looked at us. She's okay. You guys come with me right now.
Yeah,
we want you out of the hospital.
Please leave.
But so anyhow, here's an interesting thing from a guy in England. He's an IT consultant. Now he's holding a gun. He has no idea what he's doing. You can tell he's never held a gun before. And says, IT consultant said he was put through 13 weeks of hell after he was arrested for posing with a shotgun in Florida, the free state.
Florida.
It says that on coming into the state. It says the free state.
The free state.
And IT consultant said he was put through 13 weeks of hell being arrested because he posted a picture on his LinkedIn post while he's back in England. John Richard Bluth posted three images of himself, bad images too. He had no posture properly at all, with firearms while staying private property with his friends in the U.S. and Florida. However, when he arrived back in the U.K. in August, a police officer visited his house and warned him that a concern had been raised by his gun. In other words, one of the little snitches said, he's got a gun. Look at this. And it's not even illegal to own a gun or a shotgun in England. It's crazy. The 50-year-old said he offered to prove the picture had been taken in the U.S., where owning or shooting guns is legal, and officers told him it was not necessary. A week later, August 23rd, the officers returned and arrested him on suspicion of possessing a firearm with intent to cause fear of violence. With intent to cause fear of violence.
Because he was holding the firearm.
In other words, I'm going to intend to scare you with a picture that I'm posted online because I might do violence some days. I'm going to arrest you for it. What the heck does that even mean?
Well, so what happens if he has a photo of the kitchen knife?
Remember what Ayn Rand said? You got to change the laws to make more criminals.
That's right. Because only people that are criminals, you can try to control them. You can't control free men.
He also faced another allegation of stalking related to a photograph of a house that he appeared on social media. So he gets a picture walking by somebody's house. Now he's stalking. He was held overnight in a cell before being interviewed. He was then released on bail. He had to post bail, Austin. He claims police visits over three more times, but the charges against him were dropped after he posted the bail. Now, this guy's a total beta boy. You go look at him, how he stands and how he walks. And after he was charged, he claimed he was unable to work because his phone and computers were also seized by police.
Gosh, they took everything.
The IT contractor accused the police of massive overreach. He told the Telegraph, anybody should be allowed to say anything they wish as long as it's not hateful. That's not where you are, bud. You're in England. You're not in the United States.
You're not in Florida.
Where did we go from a society where you can have a discussion with somebody and go, you know what? I don't like your opinion. I'm going to disagree with you, but I'm not going to tell you why. I'm going to call the police. When did we get to such a thin-skinned society?
Well,
his story was shared by billionaire Elon Musk, who was furious at the treatment of the Brit. Probably why he got out, because Elon got involved. He wrote, and this is why we have the First and Second Amendments in America. Yes. In October, Mr. Booth was rearrested for allegedly breaching his bail conditions. Wait a minute. The charges were dismissed, but he was rearrested for breaching his bail conditions. The charges were later dropped by the Crown Prosecution Office. Then he was charged with public order offense over a separate social media post that was also later dropped. In other words, he's being harassed about all of this stuff. I mean, unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's the issue, though, in the UK.
Well, it's the issue in Germany, too.
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to a guy when I was a big car rally charity a couple weeks ago in Orlando, and I talked to a guy who's from the UK. He works over here, goes back and forth. And he said when he came over here the first time, he was like 20, 22 years old. He came to Florida. And he was going somewhere, and he saw somebody basically that they were going hunting or camping. And he saw a guy with a pistol on him. He said he'd never seen a handgun before in person. Never seen a handgun. And he asked the guy, he's like, wow, he's like, I've never seen, you know, a handgun. The guy had it out and everything, and he let him shoot it. And he was like, wow, he goes, I didn't realize, you know, it's not that big of a deal. We were safe, we shot, we had a target practice. And he goes, my entire life growing up in UK, all I was ever told was firearms and handguns were for criminals. Criminals and cops, that's it. You cannot have them, don't look at them, don't touch them, don't even think about them. Don't even think about thinking about them. Look away from them. And he goes, I got around them, and I was like,
look away.
No, that's what he said. He's like, you don't even look at them. The cop, SWAT's got a gun. You don't look at the cop. You don't look, make eye contact. You don't look at his firearm, nothing. They're like, but walking around like untouchable. And he goes, I got around them because I come to Florida. He's like, and everybody's got guns everywhere. He goes, I'm talking to my friends, and like, oh, yeah, I'm concealed carry right now. They pull up their shirt, and he's like, oh, my gosh, everybody's armed. He goes, and I realize it's not that big of a deal. And he goes, then everybody's a lot more just, they kind of just do whatever they want. You can do whatever you want. More politer. He goes, you go over to the UK, and he's like, we have people running around from other countries, and they intentionally drive by in bicycles and throw acid on people. He goes, it happens all the time. I said, acid? He goes, yeah. Like, they'll go drain battery acid out and put it in, like, a steel stainless bottle, and they'll drive by on a bicycle and sling acid all over them and run off screaming Muslim, like, antics. I said, he goes, I've seen it. I was on the sidewalk when this one did it. Covered in acid. Whole arm's burning with acid. And I'm like, wouldn't you rather just have people well-armed, concealed? He goes, yeah. He goes, how many times, Austin, do you see people get acid thrown on them in Orlando? I went, never have. Never seen it. Never even heard of it. And that's the problem. People are always going to deflect in society. There's always going to be some people in society that always want to cause harm. They always want to cause chaos. They're just bad people. When you allow those people to flourish and expand and do anything they want without much recourse, and then you tell all the law-abiding citizens, you can't defend yourself. You can't even think about defending yourself. If you even look like you're going to defend yourself and you post a photo, you're going to jail. Straight to jail. No questions. Go to jail. Like, but why? I'm holding a firearm. Oh, no, peasant. You can't own a firearm. You're under British law. You don't get to own a firearm. Do you not remember that America thing that happened over there? This ain't us. You still got to submit to the Crown, peasant. You can't hold a firearm, take a photo of it. Crazy.
I remember years ago, I had a friend of mine, and he'd been on a cruise.
Yeah.
He'd been gone for a month and a half or whatever. And he comes back, and all of a sudden, the Department of Family Services shows up. And an ex-employee had basically said that he had harassed or done something to somebody. And it ended up basically nothing happened. The whole case was dismissed. But the reality was he wasn't even in the country for months. And he told the person, he said, I haven't even been in the country for months. You're telling me I did this? How do you know what I did or where I did it or whatever? It doesn't matter, peasant.
Yeah.
They didn't say peasant. They said, it doesn't matter. See, that's the problem when you get these law enforcement officers often who don't know the law.
Yeah.
A guy basically takes a picture in Florida with a gun. Now he's a criminal because he took a picture in Florida with a gun. You know, I've seen it in Germany. The people in Germany are so beaten down. But now there's this underground of Germany where they still talk about the foreboding things. They can't talk about it, but they're going to talk about it because they do it at home alone with friends they know because they're scared if they don't know somebody, they're going to get turned in. And how many times has that happened in this country also with militia groups? They form a militia. They're all real tight-knit. They bring some strangers into the militia. And guess what? They're FBI, provocateurs. Well, let's do this. Look at Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Remember that, Austin?
Yep.
All the stuff with her. It was all set up. And so you start to realize something happened with over 300 FBI agents on January the 6th. Be really careful who you talk to stuff about that's private. You know, in Germany, they had their national anthem, Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it was the third stanza. Well, you can't say that in Germany now. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a little bit much. Germany overall, that's a bit much. But the reality is.
Is it though?
but if you say that, if you sing that third stanza of that national anthem, off to jail, peasant, whatever. And if you talk about, say, 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. Is that accurate? I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't count
them. The math doesn't math on my end, but I'm not going to go there today. I'm pretty good at math. I'm actually really good at math. I haven't been able to figure that out.
The thing I don't understand, this is the question I always have for everybody. I mean, when Steven Spielberg accepted his Oscar for Schindler's List,
that right? Big giant film that he did
and you can watch it, unless they've edited it. He said while he was getting the Oscar, this Oscar is for, and this movie is for, the 4.5 million Jews that were still alive in concentration camps at the end of World War II. Now, wait a minute. 4.5 million Jews in concentration camps, a lot of Jews. There's a lot of anybody. I don't care. A lot of Germans, a lot of French, a lot of anybody. And so you think 4.5 million? Well, if Hitler's goal here was to kill everybody, he sure did a bad job.
Well, my question is, from a physiology standpoint, if your goal was just wiping bodies out as simply as possible, all you have to do is shut water off.
Shut the water off to the
camp. 3 days, everybody's dead. No, that's it.
Well, maybe they squeak out a week.
Well, if you're already severely dehydrated, malnourished, in a work camp, building machines, and then you shut water off. But then the question is, if people are in a work camp, building machines and armaments, why would you want to exterminate them?
Why would
you
kill your own workforce? Slave labor camps.
Just a thought. I digress. I got to tell you guys this quick because I got a text message.
Oh.
We're having a problem with the phones at the office with the internet right now. Everybody's been calling in as far as for Cyber Monday for the Purple Stick sale. If you need to place an order, please defer to the website right now. They're getting the internet back up and running. But she texts me up. Lana texts me up. It said basically the internet's getting reset with Spectrum. These are just – don't even get me started on Spectrum. But, so if you're trying to get a hold of them – it's probably going to take about 30 or 45 minutes, so I highly suggest going on the website and basically placing the order on the website because it'll go through perfectly on
here.
How
are they on sale for?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. Cyber Monday, you guys wanted a sale on them? I did 21% off on the Purple Sticks. I'm not making much on these guys. And so all you got to do, click Shop Now. Goes right here, Cyber21. That's the coupon code.
So if they order $125 worth, they get free shipping?
They get free shipping, which everybody seems to be doing. And so all you do is add it to your cart. You add it at the top. It's in your cart. Check out. Then type in Cyber21, which I've already have. And there you have there a $63 discount on six of them right there. So
that's a huge discount.
That's a big discount. But the thing is, I wanted to do something big for everybody for Cyber Monday. We already had a sale over the weekend. Cyber Monday's never been a really big thing with me because it's just we already have a lot of stuff we've been putting on sale the last week. But for Monday, Cyber Monday, 21% off the Purple Stick packets. The cans, it does not apply to that. Sorry, I don't have like hardly any left of the cans. If I put that on sale, I probably wouldn't be able to leave it on sale for more than an hour. That's like we have like a remnant of those cans sitting at the office. I think you've taken most of them now.
I had four. I took four cans.
Just saying. But the boxes, you guys like these the most from what I've read. The cans are great, but the packets are really convenient. So they're on sale for over 21% off right now.
That's bigger than that in case lot.
I think so. And they're way better than the three-pack. But I wanted to put that on there for you guys, give you guys the first heads up on it. So if you want to place this order, place it on the website at healthmasters.com. It goes through really quick. Orders are getting processed immediately. We got everybody in the office running top run today after the weekend to get all the orders out. But the phones may be down for a little bit. After the show is re-ran, they'll probably be fine. But I'm letting you guys know live right now if you're trying to call.
Well, we rerun the show, it should be okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, this is interesting. Yesterday, this past week, I had a housekeeper come over to help clean the house. And they were dragging pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I said, and they've used Purple Sticks before. And I said, would you like some Purple Sticks? Oh! She just takes Purple Sticks, right? Takes a couple of them. Man, she goes into full gear. I mean, she's running around the house.
That's kind of cheater mode, isn't it? Somebody comes over to help you do stuff in the house. By the way, here's some Purple Sticks.
Well, she was like really just tired.
Yeah, that's that. It'll make you get some work done.
She's getting paid by the hour, so she basically cranks up.
Yeah.
And then she goes, about 5 hours later, she's still running around. And I said to her, I said, how do you know the Purple Sticks? She goes, I know they are. They're better than coffee.
Yeah.
She goes, you don't get to crash.
You don't get to crash. And one of the main reasons why, and I've been trying to explain this to a lot of people on here, because there's an article that came up, and it talks about how the acai berry miracle, put it on camera four here. The reason why, if nobody's bothered to listen to me about this, because I know I talk a lot.
I listen to you.
Yeah, I know you do. I talk fast, and I talk a lot. Sometimes there's a lot of information to gather.
You kind of remind me of me.
The powerful acai berry.
People say, You guys sound so much alike. I can't tell if it's you talking or Austin talking. My response is always, thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you want me to say to that? But see, acai has become such an antioxidant property miracle berry that most people are – that's why it's been so popular, but for good reason. And one of the reasons why is because the antioxidant properties to it. So if you look at some of this articles that's going into it, it talks about how the acai berries aren't actually berries. They're drupes. They're fruits that have pits like cherries and apricots. They look like blueberries. And the thing about it is the thin outside layer over the pit, it generally takes up about 90% of the fruit. So the edible portion is not real big on these. It's a lot of – it's basically a lot of as far as a
seed.
A pit, yeah. The taste is nothing like a sweet, juicy, ripe blueberry either. Instead, it's described more of a blackberry and dark chocolate, which it is if you've ever tried them before. As you might imagine, harvesting acai berries from the giant palms is a challenge. For centuries, locals have been climbing the trees in barefoot with no equipment, harvesting 10-pound branches of berries by hand. And that's exactly how it's still done in a lot of places because acai is so highly perishable. Once you cut it off from the tree, it quickly has to be loaded into hand-woven baskets and transported by boats to processing plants where it's washed, pureed, cut up, chopped, whatever you need to do, and frozen for packing. You've got to freeze acai almost immediately. They're not like blueberries. You can't pick them and basically keep them raw and open and, you know, basically have them around for a week or two and keep them refrigerated. You've got to process them almost immediately. You've got to eat them immediately within a few days or they start breaking down, decaying very, very quickly. And so what happens is there's a photo of them right there. Antioxidants and phytonutrients. One of the biggest things that are in these as far as the phytonutrients, the flavonoids, and the polyphenols. The polyphenols are the main ingredient in like cacao beans that are really good for you, except acai is on a whole nother level. It says, like other phytochemicals and phytophenols, they help combat inflammation linked to heart disease. But that's not all. They've been shown to improve digestion, balance blood sugar, aid in weight loss. Plus, the polyphenols in acai help improve blood flow by boosting nitric oxide epithelial cells that line the arteries and blood cells. This relaxes the arteries and improves blood pressure. There's a reason why we use acai with the green tea extract so it doesn't elevate your blood pressure and it doesn't spike cortisol. There's a reason why we've done this product the way we do it. It's not just because we decided, hey, we're going to just throw a bunch of ingredients in a list here and produce it and see if it sticks. These are all specifically designed ingredients, specifically designed amounts to get the best results, to give you antioxidants, to give you polyphenols, to give you things that help reduce oxidative stress, that help increase energy sustain, that reduce inflammation. This is why when I have so many customers, they go, man, I'm on energy drinks, or I'm on 5 hours, or I'm on coffees, and I'm up and down all day. And they go, I take a purple stick every 5-6 hours, and I'm completely flat all day as far as with good energy. I don't crash. I feel great, and I continue to have good mental acuity, and I don't have my cortisol go through the roof and get all stressed out. That, in a nutshell, is my 2-minute speech on acai and why we did it.
Well, I'm gonna do a bit more.
Where's your checking mic?
I'm looking at the crap. And this
checking mic.
Excuse me, Austin. It contains vitamin C, B1, B2, B3, B6, B9, B12, B5, chromium, potassium. It has super fruit blend, which contains pomegranate powder, mango powder, grape powder, and apple powder. It also has acai powder in 1,000 milligrams.
1,000 milligrams of acai powder.
Yep, it's got a super extract blend, and it's got all kinds of green tea in it and everything else. It's a good product. And by the way, you can't buy this from anybody else but us. This is the only – we're the only people who make it. We manufacture this product. I mean, it's our blend. It's our product. It's our formula. And so it's really great. So in other words, you can actually drink this and not worry about all of the deleterious side effects that you get from coffee, including the increased risks of methylxanthines, which increase the risk of breast cancer.
Yeah.
Coffee is tough.
And then you got all the energy drinks on the market now, which I've gone into detail on.
And there's
those.
So many chemicals in those things.
Oh, and the raw ingredients, the raws, almost all the major energy drinks, all of them that I know, that I personally looked at getting raws through, they all are synthetics out of China. Won't touch them, won't work with them, won't do anything.
Well, so it's more, this is more like almost like a vitamin pack.
Antioxidant.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Nutrient
and that's why I don't mind taking 3 or 4 a day. I really
throughout the day.
Throughout the day. I don't take them at once. Yeah, because they really, really keep your vitamin B levels up high.
And if you're really in the mood to get something done, or you got presentations,
no, you don't go there.
I'm gonna go there.
I can't sleep on this one.
You take the purple stick with the attention factor. I put that kit together. Everybody that runs it is like, wowzers.
But not daily use, guys.
But it's not something I recommend all the time because it does. The crazy part about it though is I've run that stack for days on end, and I still don't have elevated cortisol. The only thing I'll run into is if I run that stack multiple times too late, it is very difficult to sleep.
I did use it the morning I took my flight exam.
And how'd you do on that flight exam?
I passed it exceedingly well.
You know, so can't say it doesn't work.
It was so funny. I was doing so well. Finally, I said, well, let's do some short field landings. He goes, no. I said, let's do some long field landings. No. Let's do some soft field landings. No. Just land the plane. You're done. You passed. I was all geeked up.
When you're so geeked up on a tension factor, you want to extend the exam. See, we just do more stuff. I'm flying.
Let me show you what I can do with this plane.
Do an inside loop.
Not on that plane. Wings have come off. Rumors are true. And as another Republican quits Congress after Green. How about that?
Oh, boy. Gosh,
the suspicion that another Congress lawmaker might follow MAGA firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene out of Congress appears to have some foundation. U.S. Representative Troy Neils, Republican out of Texas, announced on Saturday he's retiring from Congress roughly 1 week after Green's own announcement, as she was said doing in January. Before making a decision, I called President Trump to personally let him know of my plans. President Trump has always been a strong ally for our district and a true friend, and I wanted him to hear it first from me. Critics and politicos predicted more retirements on the Republican side of Congress after Green's declaration, especially as President Trump's plummeting poll numbers, his sour economy, and his list of failures continues way down. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Donald Trump is not my favorite person, how he treats people. I got that. I've told you that. But this thing is ludicrous, the way this media is. I wish I'd never read this article right now, by the way. And here's why. The guy's retiring. Oh, well, whatever. But they have to use it as a point to slam Trump.
Right.
Now, I don't like a lot of stuff Trump's done. You guys know that. But Biden was 100 times worse than this.
All they did was play cover for him.
No, Biden was taking dumps on the doggone platform in his Pampers.
Couldn't even walk off the stage.
No,
he got confused where he was on stage. Walks one side.
I remember when he took the big dump in his pants, and his wife had to lead him off to go change his Pampers. That's what we had before. All right, but they always covered for him. Cover. And Donald Trump has done some things I don't agree with, okay? This whole thing with Venezuela, I don't agree with whatsoever. Now they're basically closed the airspace over Venezuela, which means you can't even take off or land there.
No, they're going to – I already told you. I had another conversation again with my buddy over the weekend's contractor, and he said there's – ironically, he says, well, I hope we get in and out quick because I hope they privatize Venezuela. Obviously, contractors make way more money when they privatize it. I said, well, that was spoken from a true contractor. He said one of the biggest issues down there, though, and he's not pro this or pro that. He's kind of in the middle. He said one of the issues, though, that has happened in Venezuela is a lot – any aspect of trying to get oil and monetize it have been greatly reduced because he said the narco guys down there are pretty much running Venezuela. He said so it's very difficult to control any of the resources that we want to control because these guys are so heavily armed. Thanks to the CIA and to us, that we basically have to wipe out a lot of these traffickers that aren't complying with the CIA.
Well, the CIA can't be interfered with as far as their drug trafficking.
Yeah, it's apparently a lot of these narco traffickers have gone rogue, he said. They're just rogue. He said they don't listen to anything.
Well, as long as 20% of our population continues to use drugs in the United States, they have to find a way to
figure out to control it. You can't wipe it out. You got to control it, and that's what they've learned.
Well, you saw that in Sicario. He says it right at the end of the movie.
That's what he said. Now, here's the flip side of this that nobody likes and nobody's agreeing with. We've imported now millions of people from Venezuela, a lot of them, including all types of gang members and these trend gangs, which are very real, he said. And so now you're going to have this issue is once we – if we do a full-blown ground invasion of Venezuela, it's not going to take very long. The amount of weaponry and military systems we have are unmatched in the world. However, what it is going to do, it is going to trigger a lot of these groups in the United States. That's the biggest concern that a lot of people have right now with what's going to happen. Look at what happened with the National Guard girl that just got killed the other day. I talked about two of those National Guard members got shot. One of them died. I covered the whole detail on Friday. Well, that guy was from Venezuela. That whole situation is very, very strange now, and I'm going to go into more detail that on tomorrow's show because I got some stuff that I want to cover on it with what's going on with now the National Guard, Pam Bondi, the CIA, and everybody that's involved in this. So stay tuned on tomorrow's show. I got a lot of stuff that I'm working on from information I've got over the weekend that I'm going to be covering. But one other article I want to cover here before I do any other health stuff. This just says why playing outside is so beneficial. This reiterates what I've told you guys with kids. Eating clean, cutting out dyes, cutting out high fructose corn syrup, reducing screen times right here, and going outside to play. My kids live outside if I can't stop them. I mean, every time I come to the house or I can't find them, they're outside somewhere. They're in a tree. They're riding their bikes. They're at your house. Half the time they go over to his house. I don't even know where they're at.
I love that, by the way.
I don't even know where they're at.
And then he texts me. My phone's turned off.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, if the kids are over there, can you send them? I can't find them. Then he doesn't answer his phone. Then I got to go over to his house.
It's 100 feet.
Well, it's a whole compound situation. And a lot of times I'm busy doing stuff. I don't know where they're at. I can't keep track of three kids.
The other night we were all in there watching a movie. Austin was walking in. I've texted you three times. I'm like, my phone's on. I don't know where it is.
No, the thing about it is, you got to let the kids be kids. You can't micromanage them all the time with stuff. You got to let them. And they said out here, listen to this. They said 1 out of 10 American children ages 1 to 5 rarely ever go outside to play, with minimum it saying one time a week to go outside. Do you understand how unhealthy that is from a sunshine aspect, from a fresh air standpoint, from an actual engagement standpoint, from brain and cognitive functioning, being able to do things, build things, dig holes to catch drunks like you used to do, ride bicycles.
We know we've got to tell the whole story.
We've done it before. It's a funny story.
To listeners, though, I was watching Johnny, Tarzan movies, right?
This is when he was a kid, by the way.
I was like 6 years old. Yeah. And I'm watching Johnny Weissmuller play Tarzan. I thought, this is great. And so they built these deadfalls.
Deadfalls.
And then they'd dig a big hole and catch animals in it, put spikes in it. So one day I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to catch a drunk. And so I went behind my mom's bar, the German beer tavern that she owned, that we owned, I guess. And I basically dug a hole. It was like 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet deep.
You were six. That was a task.
It was a big pile of sand beside it. And the problem was trying to get out of it. I had to put little holes in the side of the thing to climb out. It was so deep. And then I put some sticks across the top of it. And then I put moss on it so you couldn't see that there was a hole. And one of the drunks come into my mom's bar and he goes, your son's going to kill somebody out there.
Did you have spikes at the bottom, too?
No spikes.
All right.
I guess I couldn't find spikes. And if I was in the bottom, I didn't want to fall in it either.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So I'm just doing this crazy stuff. So mom comes out there, and of course, there's an old German term. It's Schimpfenicke, Skookenook. In other words, I'm not screaming at you. It's good enough. No sense of praising you about anything. And so she let loose on me, man. I mean, talking about getting sued. And she was right.
She wasn't wrong on that, though.
And, she said, fill that hole back in. I said, okay.
Well, and this goes into what I'm talking about. It says outdoor play grows developing brains.
But I want to catch a drunk.
Well, but again, though, you were at that point in time, you went into Tarzan mode.
I did.
You went into Tarzan mode. You were set on catching something.
I was in a theta brainwave.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
And again, it gives you that creative play. It says right here, it says, compared to indoor space, natural and outdoors offer infinite possibilities. A tree stump might become a platform, a seat, a table, depending on the children's imagination. Or it may be a base platform for Iron Man to launch off of.
I remember I was on top of my garage roof. Luckily, it was only about 5 feet in the air. And I put a towel around my neck. I said, I'm Superman. That didn't work. That was a big plunk.
But hey, you figured it out. It says studies of preschoolers found those that spend over 3 hours a day outdoors were significantly more mature than their peers, had better focus, make friends more easily, and regulated their emotions more effectively. So again, just a side note, get the kids off the screens. Don't let them sit outside all day. It's one thing if it's a rainy day in Florida on a Saturday and nobody wants to go outside because it's a half hurricane, toad strangler for no reason. Reason shows up. Okay, whatever. Why have movie days?
And then one time I was in church. It was great because we were in church every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I remember I was thinking about walking on water.
Oh, yeah.
Peter's walking on water.
That always enamored me, too.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so I thought I said,
never figured out how to do it, though.
I was down at the lake. And so one day I'm down at the lake. And I said, I'm going to walk on water. And I jumped in the water to walk on it. Yeah. You already know how that went.
Half a second.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. There was stripes. But luckily, the lake was so clean back then. So I had a white sand bottom, so if there'd been a reptile waiting for me, I would have seen it. But
yes, swamp water. Don't do that in swamp water. Florida,
my gosh.
You'll step on a gator fast.
Yeah.
Just a side note, nobody's figured this out. Gators love to stay towards the edges of water, at the base of it. They'll have their nose sometimes right out of the water, so look like a reed or look like a rock so they can breathe, and they'll wait for prey to come to the edge of the water.
To drink.
And so, yeah, keep your kids away, because that's why most attacks happen, is people get close to the water with their dogs, with children, and the gators are sitting right there, and they move real slow-like.
Oh, by the way, photos from a leftist LGBT shooting competition. So now we're having lesbian shooting competitions. This could only bring more trans terrorism So what they're doing is they're apparently getting a woke gun culture exposing that. They said basically these guys are deciding they're women, and some of these women who decide they're guys, they decide to go shoot guns and wear masks. You can't see them. Ever feel like the less progressive events are just as dystopian fever dreams wrapped in rainbow flags? Take the recent Desert Brutality match in Idaho, a leftist LGBTQWXYZ shooting competition that's got everybody talking about for all the wrong reasons. The photos from the event shared by the libs of TikTok show participants decked out in tactical gear with patches screaming, "Death to all who stand in the way of freedom for queer."
I found the photo.
No, death to all who stand in the way of freedom for queer people. I thought you could be queer. I didn't know that was a problem in this country. And Desert Brutality March 2018. One of the Paris reports. Defend Equality Rainbow Rifle Patch.
What?
While another flaws. Brutality match attendee alongside a skull and crossbones.
Death to all who stand in the way of freedom of queer people. I am so sorry to burst y'all's bubble that you're queer. I don't care about whatever you guys want to do. You got all the freedom everybody else does. Enjoy yourself. Do what you want. Nobody cares. Just keep your crap out of the school, out of libraries, and stay away from my children. And if you're a pedophile, that's a different story.
That's right.
Then you're going to get...
That's the wood chipper. By the way, Holocaust... This is a Daily Mail story. I'm not going to read you the story because it's been blocked because I don't have a subscription to Daily Mail. Holocaust victim Anne Frank now has been reimagined as a pansexual Latina with a non-binary lover and neurodiverse family in controversial New York City musical.
The trainees can't even... They got to go after the Holocaust survivors.
I don't even know what I said.
I don't either. I'm still gnawing on it.
But, you know, you got to remember, the theater in New York is controlled by the gay Jew mafia. And so apparently they wanted to do this. The Holocaust victim Anne Frank reimagined as a pansexual Latina with non-binary lover and neurodiverse family in a controversial New York City musical. I could tell you about how long that place is going to be around.
Oh,
that musical is going to play for like two or three times until all the non-binary lover neurodiverse families in a controversial New York City musical have seen the play, which can't be that many.
Can't be that many.
By the way, a heart doctor is sharing a popular – he's realizing – he's saying that he has completely stopped drinking diet sodas because it massively increases the risk of heart disease.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He said you can't do it with the aspartame.
No.
You've got to completely get off of it. And Representative Chiffulis of McCormick spent stolen FEMA funds on a $109,000 ring.
Gosh.
She's a real pretty black girl, but she got a nice ring on, too. She stole it, apparently. Last week, a federal grand jury in Miami indicted Democratic U.S. Representative Sheila McCormick on charges that she stole millions in federal disaster relief funds.
Oh, yeah.
A federal indictment accuses McCormick and her brother, Edwin, of conspiring to steal $5 million in FEMA funds and that were accidentally overpaid to their family health care company in 2021. The money was allegedly routed through multiple accounts to disguise its source before being punneled into her congressional campaign. On Tuesday afternoon, the Broward County Democratic congresswoman, who's scheduled to make her first appearance in Miami, was reportedly surrendered herself. Okay, here's a problem I've got. And I'm not saying she should have done it. She shouldn't have done this. But it says that she stole millions in this thing after it was accidentally paid to their health, their family health.
You know, there's something to be said about that with just the government and its inefficiency.
It's not just that. We've got these immigrants coming in now that are getting $10,000-$12,000 a month.
There you go.
You know, in payments that aren't even belonging to them.
$150,000 down payments on houses and grant money, which they've done in California now with 0% interest.
Okay, so now she's going to go to jail probably for this or go on, probation or whatever. But the problem is this. You know, if I got a check from the IRS, don't get me wrong, if I did, I would make sure I returned it.
Yeah, find out why in the world I just got a check for $1 million.
Say you get a check for $50,000. You go, okay, well, they say you overpaid. All right, so I'm going to deposit it.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of nice, but, you know, that's a lot of money. But all of a sudden you go, and a year later they come back, oh, we overpaid you by accident.
You deposited it,
now you stole the money.
Yeah.
I'd be like, whoa. Your letter. You said it was my money. Well, we made a mistake, and you knew we made a mistake. Therefore, because you knew that we made a mistake, and though you did this because we told you to, it doesn't make any difference because you're now culpable for this. And you're like, but now I did what you told me to do.
Now, what may have happened, and this has happened numerous times, and I warned everybody that's during COVID, is you had people that are putting applications for disaster grants and money for payroll and other business stuff that they did not need or justify. And suddenly they're getting $250,000 checks to offset payroll. They're getting this grant money. Well, the problem is, all of a sudden IRS goes, we're going to audit you because you suddenly got all this money and you made more money and you didn't lose money in COVID. Be careful, that whole world.
We worried about it. Oh, by the way, got to pray for you in church yesterday. You guys are awesome. Thank you for your support. I love you guys. Thank you for praying for us all the time. I mean, we truly need the prayer. And remember, this is a day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And always be happy that, you know, you're alive and you're doing great with God. And thank you for your support. And thank you for getting the Purple
Thing. Cyber 21.
Crazy sale today.
Run the coupon code today. 24 hours only. Cyber Monday sale. Enjoy it. Stay strong. Stay healthy. If you need anything, email us on the site at healthmasters.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter. And make sure you check your spam. Because I've gotten some people that had their emails go to spam. It just happens, especially when you get all these different email companies selling emails. We don't go there.
We don't sell emails.